Audacity. Who gave you attitude?
Six lives lost in a major traffic accident in Guyana, and more in this edition of the Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards, the news coming right up. In Guyana, six people lost their lives in an early morning three-vehicular accident in West Coast Berbice early on Saturday morning. The impact of the crash saw one of the vehicles bursting into flames. At least four of them are from the West Coast Berbice area, while the other two lived in Georgetown. The details are still being investigated, according to the police. The three vehicles included a Nissan X-Trail SUV, which was being driven by Gary Blair, who worked as an electrical contractor. He was reportedly pinned in his vehicle and died on the spot. Three other bodies were pitched onto the roadway from the other two cars, and a man was found burnt almost beyond recognition after his car burst into flames. And still in Guyana, a woman seen in confrontation with an immigration officer at Chedijegan Airport was refused entry and sent back to her home country, the Dominican Republic. The woman reportedly became angry after being told that she had failed to meet the requirements to be allowed entry into Guyana. She was deported on the next flight out. From mid-January, the Trinidad and Tobago government will require public servants and those in state enterprises to be vaccinated against COVID-19. The announcement was made by Prime Minister Keith Rowley, who said that from mid-January, workers in that sector will be required to show their vaccination status, TTT News reports.
Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley said the government will attempt to encourage and increase the level of vaccination in Trinidad and Tobago.
But the government's workplace is going to change. It is the intention of the government, come mid-January, to insist that the government's workplace would require vaccinated workers.
He said measures will be put in place to identify and verify the vaccination status of government workers.
And persons who are not prepared or for reasons other than medically certified reasons, because there are people for whom the vaccination is not recommended by the health caregiver, the doctors, and such persons will most properly be exempted. But outside of that, the government's workplace will require, if you are a government employee, that you show your vaccination status.
There will be consequences for those who do not comply with this new policy.
You will still have a job on the establishment, but you choosing not to be able to come to work under the conditions laid down, that you will then not be paid.
Barbados's Minister for Tourism, Lisa Cummins, says the Caribbean urgently needs to revisit the high cost of air travel and its effects on the region's tourism industry, especially during COVID. In an exclusive interview with St. Lucia News Online, on the occasion of Inter-Caribbean Airlines' inaugural flight to Guyana from Barbados, Minister Cummins was asked to comment on the harmful effects of fuel costs on air travel regionally, which has now been exacerbated by COVID entry and general travel protocols. The minister replied, quote, "Intra-regional travel simply has to be looked at in terms of affordability. The combination of taxes and charges, new public health measures for entry, and yes, of course, fuel costs make it prohibitive for many," end quote. According to the Barbadian minister, the issue needs the urgent attention of regional tourism ministers and leaders because, quote, "it is an issue we have to look at and at this level of our regional institutions," end quote. More air passengers are expected in Antigua, with two airlines about to make regular calls to the island, as Observer Radio News reports.
The travel and hospitality sector continue to spearhead the country's economic recovery, with yet another airline making its inaugural flight to the Twin Island. The arrival of Inter-Caribbean Airways to the V.C. Byrd International Airport on Saturday followed the arrival of an inaugural Air Antilles flight on Friday. Approximately 30 passengers were reportedly on Saturday's flight, and Inter-Caribbean is set to make weekly flights to Antigua going forward. The Guadeloupe-based Air Antilles, meanwhile, is set to bring twice weekly services to Antigua on Mondays and Fridays from Barbados and St. Lucia. It will also have twice weekly direct non-stop service on Sundays and Wednesdays from St. Martin, connecting to Guadeloupe.
Mixed reaction to Jamaica's ban on entertainment for the Christmas season. Here's TVJ News.
Mayor of Portmore, Leon Thomas, agrees with the government's decision to continue the restriction on entertainment events. Mr. Thomas says with the threat of Omicron variant, the ban is needed to protect citizens. Sandra Williams reports.
A tree lighting service at the Climate Change Park in Portmore, St. Catherine. It's probably the closest thing to an entertainment event the people of Portmore will get to enjoy for the Christmas season. This as the ban on the entertainment sector remains in effect for the period. The entertainment sector was ordered closed in March 2020 as a result of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, but was reopened for a short period between July and August 2020. However, a surge in COVID-19 cases forced the sector to close again. On Tuesday, local government minister Desmond McKenzie said municipal corporations and the police will not be issuing any permits for the staging of events during the festive season. But residents do not agree with that decision.
We have this big old park here, just park up like this. No enjoyment, no entertainment for the children. They should have something here for the children for play, you know, for them enjoy.
Mayor of Portmore, Leon Thomas, says he supports the ban on entertainment events.
Based on the pandemic and what is happening and even the new variants that are coming out, I am not in support of anything like that at this moment. Because one, we have to take care of our citizens. And with that announcement, we have to just adhere to it because we want to get over it and get back to normalcy.
With 66 homicides recorded in St. Lucia for the year so far, a former soca monarch is attempting to reach criminal elements with music to get them to help reduce violent crime. Here is NBC Prime News.
Jonathan Ninja Dan St. Rose, also a director of Rise St. Lucia Incorporated, has put a musical SOS to bring attention and intervention in the recent spate of gun violence.
Don't turn shanty town to a gun town, you fat man stand strong.
Preceding a recent lull in gun violence, BFO communities were under siege by rival gangs. At the peak of the violence, entire sections of Bruceville and the families who lived there had to barricade themselves in their own homes to avoid getting caught in the middle of the deadly turf war. In addition to a law enforcement response, Jonathan Ninja Dancing Rose, a director of Rise St. Lucia Inc. and a former soca monarch, hopes his latest musical offering, SOS, will shoot down the violence.
Listen to the news at the time when they had the situation with the viewfort, upsurging gun violence in terms of bullets were flinging left, right and center between that side and that side. And it touched me as an individual, as a St. Lucian, and I believe that I needed to put something out there in to help curb the amount of gun violence that's going on down in Viewfort. But it has even escalated to our central, which is Castries and Marshall with the triple homicide and five people being shot and them kind of thing. I mean, it's about time we as a St. Lucian people get up and stop overlooking these things. A lot of people tend to overlook these things because it's not in front of the door. But at the end of the day, each one affects everyone, you understand?
Ninja Dan himself is no stranger to the pitfalls of street life. His transition to Rise St. Lucia Inc., a community outreach organization dedicated to providing interventions to underserved communities, inspired SOS. But Ninja Dan still has crime on his mind, and the former soca monarch wants St. Lucians to get involved to develop solutions that could liberate communities and neighborhoods from oppressive triggermen.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Monday, 20th December. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. At 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.